Good morning, you guys. It is Amanda and Baron, the ABCs of KSLM Radio.
Because Amanda and Baron are having conversations.
Yes, we are. And on the phone with us is Tyler, who is the manager of the Senators.
The Salem Senators.
Yes. So, Tyler, can you tell us a little bit about yourself?
I've born in Southern California. Got to experience a lot of affiliate baseball with my dad. And he's playing for the Braves organization in the 90s and early 2000s. Played for Team USA when I was 12. We went to a national tournament. It was really fun and, made the Team Adidas team my senior year. Had a little bit of time with the Rangers and, came back to the Mavs League in 2021, played a couple years and took over for Dave Wong in 2023, which is some pretty big shoes to fill. That's my skipper right there.
Yeah.
So, and I appreciate everything he's ever done for me.
Well,
when you say skipper, yeah, what's that mean?
Sorry, that's just a term guys use for manager. Typically in the clubhouse, that's what guys refer to us as.
Got it. Okay.
Well, and for people in this community that don't know, the guy who managed the Salem Senators before, wasn't he an assistant coach at Oregon State when they had their glory years?
Back in 06, 07. So his son actually used to train me for infield stuff. Back when I was younger, and I've known the Wongs since I moved to Oregon, I want to say like 08, something like that.
You've been involved with baseball since you were just a little boy.
Oh yeah, the year I was born, my dad was drafted by the Blue Jays.
That's so cool.
Well, and for here in Salem, we got a little over 30 seconds, but if you go up Commercial, it is now gone, but there used to be a restaurant on Commercial across from Kinderite called Wongs.
Mm-hmm.
And the Wong he's talking about, that's the family.
Oh, okay.
And when the...
I didn't even know that.
when the Beavers won the national championships, the guy that was helping Tyler was on those teams. So you have really been involved in baseball a lot throughout your life.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's been every year. It's been a constant for me. I think I've taken a year off, really.
Well, we're going to be back in about 30 minutes. I want to talk some more about the stuff that you've done over the years, Tyler.
Yeah, of course.
All right, we'll be right back, you guys. Stay tuned. Hey, guys, it's Amanda and Baron, the ABCs of KSLM Radio.
We're really excited today to have Tyler Jackson, correct?
Yeah, yep.
Yeah. So one of the fun things about this, Amanda, is my job.
Yeah, this kind of ties in really well with you.
Well, I'm the marketing and promotions manager, or executive, I guess, the marketing executive for the Mavericks League. And our first game is not that far away, and I thought it'd be great to have the different managers of teams come in.
Yeah.
Well, just a couple days ago, we had tryouts. Now, I think it'd be great for Tyler to explain to the listeners, why did we have tryouts, Tyler?
So typically what we do is, we're getting close to filling our rosters as of right now, but there's still a few missing little pieces. So when we go out there, like we did this past weekend, we're just looking to see if there's any extra pitchers or, an outfield that we can fill in. These kids or guys come around from all over the country just trying to get, live the dream, right? And so it's always cool going out there and seeing what we saw.
And what's really cool about that, Amanda, is, again, Tyler is the manager for that team. He's the manager for the Salem Senators. And both him and Scott, who we've had on before, we had Tony come in studio with us. We're going to have Kurt in soon. He manages the Campesinos. But their job as a manager is to find players for their teams.
Right. So I have to ask a question. Do you guys have like a healthy beef going between you guys on who can be the best?
Don't even open that can of worms.
Okay.
No, go ahead and answer that.
No, it's
answer that, Tyler.
We're all competitors. I mean, go ahead.
No, go ahead, Tyler. Answer that question.
There's definitely trash talk that happens in the group chat. I won't say there isn't. We're all pretty funny. We all get along. There's no animosity, but it's,
right.
There's friendly fire that happens for sure.
That's awesome. For some reason, it just makes my heart happy when there's like healthy competition and healthy trash talking, and it helps motivate you guys in a healthy way, and so I'm sure that's
well. And I would echo what Tyler said, because when I got this position, I talked to Mickey. I'm like, I don't even know these guys. They're all managers. Tony lives here, but Scott lives in Vancouver, and Tyler's in Albany, and Kurt has moved up here, but Kurt lived in California. Mm-hmm. And so Mickey made an introduction for me to these guys. And so now I got become part of their little group chat. I'm like, oh, this is kind of interesting. It's definitely.
I'm sure you've seen some funny stuff in there.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
But you said something else, Tyler. You actually, the Mavericks League has been around. People don't realize it's been around. This is our fourth season. It's mm-hmm. not our first year as a league. But you played for the Mavericks League, right?
Yeah, I signed in 2021, right before 4th of July. I was actually, my brother was playing college ball, and he had torn his labrum, so I was rehabbing him. And at that time, I was just coaching high school ball and doing, like, training stuff with college kids. And so I just started throwing with him, and one day it just felt really good, and everything was moving again. My arm felt healthy, and so, you know, called Dave and was like, hey, man, do you need an arm? And he said, yeah. So came up and tried out, and, you know, they picked me up right away, and then I've been with them since 2021.
Well, when we come back in a half an hour, I want to talk some more about the Senators.
All right, we'll be right back. You guys stay tuned. Hey guys, it's Amanda and Baron, the ABCs of KSLM Radio, and we are just chatting with Tyler, who is the Salem Senators manager. So Tyler, can you tell us a little bit about the history of your guys' team?
Oh man, well before my time, I know that. I want to say they started in 1940. We were ex-a Dodgers affiliate, which I'm a massive Dodgers fan, being born in LA and raised around Chavez Ravine. It's just kind of surreal to be affiliated with the team that was associated with the Dodgers. Joe Madden, who, you know, he's been in the World Series a couple times. He actually got a start with us back in, I want to say the 80s or 90s. He was a manager for us. So that's really, really cool to be, you know, follow that line of managers.
Another fun piece of history, Amanda, and he's right. The Salem Senators started before my time, and I'm 60 years old. The Senators began in 1940,
mm-hmm.
and there was a field. It was called Waterford Field. And if you're on Mission Street and 25th, where the post office is,
mm-hmm.
that's where the field used to be.
Oh.
And if you're at the front door of the post office, you are standing where home plate used to be.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's cool.
So there's some really fun history. Yep. It was an old wooden field that caught fire and burnt down in the 60s. And then, like Tyler said, hey, Tyler, I know that this is the fourth season with the league. Didn't the Senators win the league last year?
Yeah, we actually repeated. It was back-to-back. We won it my last year playing in 22, and then last year we won it all again.
Whoop, whoop.
So two of the first 3 years of this league, the Senators have won.
And I'm sure they'll win this year, too.
I think Tyler's looking for three-peat.
A three-peat.
That is the goal. That's what I keep telling the guys in the group chat. If that's not your goal this year, go find somewhere else, because that's my goal.
Yeah.
As cliche as that sounds, that is, you know, I'm still very competitive, and I know, you know, the goal isn't just to win, it's also getting these players out of here and, you know, picked up, but that is my ultimate goal, is to three-peat.
Well, and we've got about 15 seconds, but I want to, on the next half hour, Tyler, I want to touch on what you just said about getting these guys a chance to be picked up. And it'll talk about why this league is so relevant. So let's pick up on that in a half an hour.
Sounds good.
Perfect. All right, we'll be right back, you guys. Back to Dan Bongino. Stay tuned. Hey guys, it's Amanda and Baron, the ABCs of KSLM Radio.
We're having so much fun talking to one of the guys that I get the pleasure of working with now with my new job.
Yes.
I'm the marketing and promotion executive for the Mavericks League, and one of the managers, Tyler's with us. Hey, Tyler, I know what I tell the public is Major League Baseball made some pretty dramatic changes. 43 teams were eliminated. We are an independent baseball league, but why is that so important to your players?
I mean, independent baseball has been around since, I want to say, 70s or 80s. And, you know, the first guy that ever got signed to the majors is Cash Beauchamp. He's now the director of operations for the Arizona Diamondbacks. And what he was telling me why it's so important is it just gives guys an opportunity. It gives them one more chance to really go after their dreams and, you know, get back to the show. Not just showing that there's only one cookie-cutter way of making it there. You know, baseball is a game, and it's played different ways. So it's a really good opportunity in that aspect, especially because these guys are really talented. You know, it's, some of them may have just got an injury and they got cut. It's stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you just said something, Tyler, that is just so critical, because I have had these conversations here in Salem where they're like, well, these are just, you know, college-level players. I'm like, no, these guys are affiliate-level players. They still have talent. They just need a place to showcase their talent. Mm-hmm. And that's where managers like yourself come in to manage a team, compete against Scott and Tony and Kurt, but to showcase these guys' skills.
Yeah, I think I have three or four ex-affiliate guys that played for the Dodgers, Rangers, Orioles organization. So they're obviously, somebody at a higher level saw something in them, and I'm just happy to have them here because of that knowledge that they have and can bring to the ballpark every day.
Yeah, absolutely. Can I ask you, what is your favorite thing about being a manager? Like, what are you looking forward to the most, or what's driving you?
I really just like watching the guys get their work in, like the ones who really care, that show up every day and just grind. That's my favorite thing. And then I'm a player's coach. So, like, you know, when the guys are playing 2K basketball in the clubhouse, you know, there's a post-game spread and the College World Series on. Like, I'm out there chatting with guys. I'm not a dictator. It's, you know, that's kind of what the camaraderie is built around. Like, it's a democracy around our clubhouse and our dugout. So I really like that aspect, too.
It's almost like a family outside of your family.
I would say so, yeah. It definitely loosens everybody up. It's not so much pressure and, you know, you got to do this and stuff like that. There's mm-hmm. no yelling or screaming going on, so.
Well, and the other thing that I think the public's going to see different this year than in years past is Tyler and I and Tony and the rest of the guys, we're going to work really hard to be more involved in the community. So there won't be this invisible wall between the baseball players and the community. We're going to work with the Croc Center to do some summer camps. And you'll get a chance to meet Tyler and talk about when he was 5 years old as a bat boy, right?
Yeah.
That kind of stuff. So
that's awesome.
Hey,
yeah.
Tyler, we really appreciate you coming on the show. I'm really looking forward. When is your first game?
We open up Thursday the 9th of next month. And just getting antsy for it, getting ready.
All right.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for joining us. I appreciate it.
Thank you guys very much.
Have a blessed day. Bye-bye.